too much to ask. I'm upset. Have I had a good day in way too long? And I feel like every breath breathing in more problems in my lungs.
Welcome to TSB Goes to the Movies. I'm Alex at TSB Pod. He's Ski at TSB Ski. He is King at Jeromney. Tweet at one of those handles if you would like us to watch your movie. Again, we decided what your movie's going to be on Thursday, so figure it out. Join our Discord, Sports Brewery and Discord. You will see what movie you are supposed to pick this week, so get in there, see it, and something like that. If you'd like to watch our sports podcast on Thursdays, you may do so at twitch.tv/TSBpod. Go ahead and subscribe, because it gives us money. Give us money, money. Hit subscribe, punch the bell, like and subscribe, do the things on the things.
Then unsubscribe and then resubscribe.
And do it again. And then, I mean, I don't think that actually matters, but like, buy like the, so Twitch, they have like the, you can do the month, you can do the 3 months, you can do the blah, blah, blah. Like, just load up those months, baby. Load them up. Show your dedication to us. That's what I want. Our movie. Anyway, if you miss the streams on Twitch, you may watch those on YouTube because I post them on there as well. But again, watch us live. Get in the chat. It's fun. Our movie this week is my movie, and it is a long time coming. It is John Wick. Came out in 2014, which, I mean, there's been now 5 movies in the John Wick universe and a TV show. So I guess 11 years is not that surprising for that amount of content, but and by the way, nobody, I guess, should be added into that too, because it's a kind of a spinoff, not really, but yeah, same universe, maybe we'll see. Yes, one day,
definitely maybe. Same universe, I
would say. Yeah, one would think. So John Wick, the first one, it is came out in 2014. It is currently on Peacock. 86% on Rotten Tomatoes, 7.5 IMDb, and a 68 on Metacritic. Movie stars, if you really need me to tell you this, Keanu Reeves as John Wick, Michael Nyquist as Viggo Tarasov, Alfie Allen as Yosef Tarasov, Willem Dafoe plays Marcus, Dean Winters, the guy from the commercials, the
Affleck.
Insurance commercials.
Yeah. No, not Affleck.
No. The what's it called? Oh,
was he from Breaking Bad?
No, he was in 30 Rock. He played Liz Lemon's boyfriend in 30 Rock.
Wow.
Yeah. He's in those commercials where like shit breaks. Like he's
the carnage or whatever.
He's the carnage or whatever. Yeah, I can't think of the word. There's literally
mayhem.
A word.
He's mayhem.
Mayhem. He's mayhem. Mayhem. Thank you. Yeah. God damn it. People are like listening to us. These guys are fucking dumb, dude. Willem Dafoe plays Marcus. Dean Winters plays Avi. Adrian Palicki plays Miss Perkins. Toby Leonard Moore plays Victor. John Leguizamo plays Aurelio. Bridget Moynihan plays Helen. Ian McShane plays Winston. Lance Reddick, RIP, plays hotel manager. Kevin Nash, with an appearance in this movie, plays Francis. And Daniel Bernhardt plays Kirill, who is like the bodyguard of Yosef.
Did you get Clark Peters in there as well?
I did not.
I mean, he was in it he was the guy in the hotel room next to him, mm-hmm, from The Wire.
That's... Yep. Yep. Exactly that. Yep. Lance Reddick also in The Wire, yes, by the way. So a couple Wire vets.
This cast is an interesting cast,
because
this is the first movie in the series.
It's a deep cast.
And like McShane, Dafoe, all those guys, Reddick, very, very small roles.
Mm-hmm.
It's surprising to see these people in
small but very important to the story roles.
Yes.
Like, I feel like every one of these people we mentioned pretty much had like really important roles in this movie, and like had a lot, their character had a lot to say with what happened in this movie. So yeah, weird.
Yeah. Like, did you really need John Leguizamo running that like chop shop? No,
it could have been anybody. Yeah,
it could have been anybody. But if you get Leguizamo, you get Leguizamo.
It's quality and quantity in this movie, which is kind of weird. Like, yeah, this movie written by Derek Kolstad, who got his start writing two Dolph Lundgren movies, One in the Chamber and The Package, and then went on to write John Wick 1, 2, 3, Nobody, as well as Die Hard. We don't need to talk about that. That little guy, we don't need to talk about that little guy. But also wrote two episodes of Falcon and Winter Soldier, which was a really good Marvel show on Disney Plus. So the guy's got action movie writing chops. I think we can say that. This movie directed by Chad Stahelski, who got his start as a stunt coordinator and stunt actor. The only movies he has directed are the John Wick movies, 1, 2, 3, and 4. But he has been a part of everything. Like he was on 78 movies and TV shows, including Deadpool 2, Hunger Games, the Expendables movies, Rambo. He has done a ton of action stuff.
This,
also, go ahead.
I was going to say, this is the right kind of movie to get a stuntman guy to direct.
Yep. And also David Leitch. David Leitch, similar. Started as a stunt guy, and he helped direct this movie, but was not credited as a director in this movie. He went on to direct Bullet Train, Hobbs and Shaw, Fall Guy, Deadpool 2. Like, he is a big deal director now for action movies. So these two combining to essentially get their directorial career started with this movie, which turned into a bunch more. You see why. Like, it's a distinct action style that they have.
It is. I am surprised that it took off, because I mean, it has to be up to the studio. I mean, there's been plenty of movies like, oh, this could be a cool franchise or something like that. Mm-hmm. But I guess when you have someone like Keanu that would continue doing them, you don't stop making them.
Well, one, because I don't think Keanu, when this movie came out, when he signed on to this movie, he hadn't really done much.
He was in a lull.
He was sort of floundering. And so, you know, budget for this movie was like 20 to 30 million, it says. And so not a ton of buy-in necessary for this, not a ton of risk. I do think though, like that said, banking on Keanu as an action star and banking on two guys who had never really directed anything before and a guy who hadn't really written anything other than Dolph Lundgren movies, like, it is a risk, like, not for nothing. Like, it could have been really fucking terrible, because I think, like, Keanu's, like, he did the Tai Chi movie.
He was coming off three, like, Asian martial arts movies, 47 Ronin and some other one that I've never even
That were not well received, if I remember right. Like, I don't think people liked him that much.
But at least he was in his, like, action like zone right now.
Sure. His martial arts. Does use a lot of martial arts in this movies. Like, you can see that Keanu has spent a lot of time training in different martial arts in this movie, because a lot of the fighting styles, like, that's like, what do you guys think of when you think of John Wick fighting? Like, when you think John Wick action, like, what do you picture?
Shooting people in the head.
Yeah.
The taps,
double tap,
right?
Shoot them.
The double taps, yeah. Like the chest, head. But then also like the holds and like the slow action style body positioning stuff. And that's all martial arts.
You used a lot of guys as shields. You would fight them, get them to hold, shoot another guy that has a gun, and then finish that guy.
Hold them, manipulate them a certain way, hold them a certain way until you're done with them, and then shoot them in the head. Like, it's not a style of fighting that you have seen really in a movie before, and it is a style of fighting that is specific to Keanu Reeves, and I think like might only work with Keanu Reeves.
Well, yeah, that's kind of the thing. Does this series continue on if it's someone other than Keanu Reeves?
Matt Damon could pull it off.
Well, I don't
Tom
know though.
Cruise.
I don't know though, because they're too built, right? Like Keanu's, like his body
Maybe.
type is sort of like a normal dude, you know?
Yeah, well, let's say, you know, because this is low budget enough, this wouldn't have been like a Matt Damon. This would have been like a Frank Grillo like level actor. And then it just dies after one movie.
Yeah, probably. Yeah.
They caught the right time, like I said, of Keanu in like kind of a little downslide of his career, but he was a big enough actor that when it caught that it can explode.
Yeah.
Like the bomb on the bus.
There's a bomb on this bus.
You can't slow this bus down.
Whoa. I know Kung Fu on a bus.
And he was very much not like that Keanu in this.
No.
No.
Have you heard Keanu yell like he did in that scene where he's in the chair?
Yeah, I was going to say the chair scene was.
I'm back. Like, I mean, I don't think he's ever spoken like that in a movie before. I don't know.
Without being the Keanu character. He's done, like, raise his voice and yells like that, but it's always like,
he's got the accent.
Oh, I think I'm back, you know.
He's got the Keanu accent.
Love that line.
He dropped the Keanu accent in this movie, you know, because that's a thing. Like, Keanu Reeves, brah. Like, even like fucking Point Break that we watched a couple of months ago. It's a Keanu Reeves accent.
Even serious movie like Devil's Advocate, still.
He dropped it. Yeah. That was, I wonder if he had to have that discussion with somebody in like preparing for this movie, or if that's something he decided to do on his own. Like, does anybody have the balls production wise to go up to Keanu Reeves and be like, dude, can we talk? Like,
I didn't think he had it in him though. It's like, it's similar like Cage. Like Cage does Cage. I don't
Cage
think
plays
I've
Cage.
Really seen Cage not do Cage.
Is Devil's Advocate a top five movie of character voices being character voices?
Like Pacino and Keanu?
With Keanu and Pacino? Like, it's gotta be, right?
It has to be, yeah. Yeah, also, what's the fucking movie where Jack Nicholson and Tom Cruise, You Can't Handle the
Truth.
A few good men. Like, they're like Jack playing Jack.
He
and
was
fucking
Jack.
Tom Cruise
he was
playing
so
Tom
Jack.
Cruise. Yep.
He was so Jack.
Totally.
But
I miss Jack.
Yep.
The interesting thing though is that this character, you know, is a hitman. He's the cool, calm hitman. It could have so easily gone into just being the Keanu with it too. But yeah, it must have been a choice to not play it that way.
Which I think, by the way, $86 million this movie made. So it tripled, it's quadrupled its budget.
I'm surprised it only made that.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, I think one, it did blow up in the theaters, like, because $86 million for a movie like this is a big deal. But also once it hit video and stuff and word of mouth spread about it and people were like, oh, this is fucking rad. Like, this, the action in this is cool as hell. It's a kick-ass revenge movie, which in general, you give me a revenge movie, I'm fucking on board. But also it involves a dead cancer wife. It involves a guy killing a fucking dog and getting revenge over killing a dog. Like, it does not get better.
I didn't see this in theaters. And I remember the tag like,
me neither.
Oh, it goes on a rampage because someone kills his dog. And then, you know, you watch and you're like, it's not just because he killed his dog. There's
also
meaning.
And also
behind
his car, by the way.
Yeah, and the car didn't matter, but it was like there's meaning behind the dog. The dog wasn't a dog. The dog was, you know, his dead wife.
It is a good story for a dumb action movie.
Because you mentioned it, Forsky jumped in. Are we still, is anything still able to spread by word of mouth? Are we word of mouth, or has like social media like taken that over?
I think that's what that is now.
Think that is now?
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah. Or, because there
I miss
been
a good word of mouth. You know, you're at the water cooler, someone's like, hey, man.
There have been shows that I like, because I'm not really on social media that much. So I think that's what it is. It's like me talking with you guys, or like me texting with my buddies, and my buddy telling me like, "Oh, yeah, dude, I started watching Bear the other day. It's fucking awesome. You should watch it."
That, yeah. See, that's the difference, though. It's just because you're not on social media. Mm-hmm. Like we told you to watch Ozark. Guess what? Ozark was massive on social media.
Yeah. See, that's
just because we tell you.
Yeah.
We could take the credit, King and I, be like, "Oh man, we found this niche show."
Listeners, he's getting around to it. He's getting around to it.
Hey, dude, you'll never. There's this new show called The Wire on Max. You should check it out, bro. It's fucking sick.
Omar, man, that guy rocks.
He coming. Omar coming.
The only show like that, I think, has been the English that came out on Prime, because it got like no publicity or anything. And then I've told many of people to watch it, and they had no idea what it was, even like that it was a thing.
You're spreading the word.
Personally. I feel like Apple Plus shows are word of mouth.
Same thing.
Yeah,
yes.
Big time.
They are not promoted.
They're not promoted.
Severance. Like, what? Severance. Yeah, that's it. Yeah.
That took the second season for it to fucking blow up.
Uh-huh. God, there's a totally blanking on the other one that's
Silo?
On right now.
Is it Silo?
No.
What it's called? Like,
it's the Seth Rogen.
Oh, the one that just came out.
Yeah.
I don't know about it.
Yeah, he's
telling me right now. You're doing word of mouth right now.
I've only watched a couple.
He's ahead of a TV. He becomes ahead of a TV studio.
The studio.
Yeah, so it's called the studio.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah, okay. Apple doesn't promote. It's weird. Mm-hmm.
They don't. Yeah, but they don't need to. It seems to be working out for them pretty well.
Yeah. Fair enough.
Yeah.
I mean, they're making that big MLS bucks, man.
Yep.
Messi.
Yep.
Shout out to Jake Zivin, EZI alum and legend.
Yeah, Eugene legend, Jake Zivin. So I guess we all know the story at this point now, right? Like, I guess that's to your point, like word of mouth with this movie. I think that's sort of what got everybody to watch it in the first place, is word of mouth on this, is hearing that it's about a guy who got out of.
They don't even say that. They don't even say anything. Yeah. When I remember, it was nothing. It was just they kill his dog, and he kills everyone.
His dog gets killed, and he kills everyone. Yeah, that's it. Yeah.
And the guy that killed his dog.
But as you were saying, the more you actually watch the story and understand the story, it's like, because if it was just that.
Yeah, exactly.
Then it's fine. It's fine. But because it's a dude getting out of the hitman business, like doing an impossible task to get out of the hitman business just so he could focus on being a husband to his wife who he met and loves. And then she slowly dies of cancer. And he, the same fucking day of her funeral, gets this dog delivered that was a last gift from her. Says, "You need to move on from me dying. Here's somebody else you can live the rest of your life with and focus on." And then the fucking guy goes to the gas station, sees Yosef. Yosef gives him shit about his car. The same fucking night, kills the dog and steals his car and beats him up.
See, the car wouldn't have mattered. If they just stole the car and didn't kill the dog,
he probably would have been fine.
Yeah, he just goes to Leguizamo and say, "Hey, get my car back."
Or he probably, he would have gone to Leguizamo, like, "Where's my car? Oh, Vigo's son has it. Vigo, tell your son to give me my car back." And he probably would have done it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But you kill a dog, you kill a fucking... By the way, who kills a puppy? Who kills a puppy? Like, this guy deserved to die, as far as I'm concerned.
The only thing worse than killing a puppy is actually Yosef's Russian accent.
Pretty brutal.
That's what was it? Theon Greyjoy from Game of Thrones. I know you're British, dude. Don't try to pull off this shitty. It was like the Russian accent we were doing last week when we were. That's the level of his Russian accent.
Yeah. Is he in Game of Thrones? Is he the guy who got his dick cut off?
Yeah, he was like tortured by the psycho guy for
that's right
a while. Yeah,
that's right. Yeah, he he's got one of those faces, you know, like he is perfectly cast in this movie because you hate him just looking at him. Like, he could have not said a word. He could have done nothing. And I would have hated him and probably wanted John Wick to beat him up, at the very least beat him up. But you add the fact that he kills his dog, steals his car, and is not really apologetic about it. That guy's got to die. That guy has to die. So I have a question for you, because I watched the series of John Wick movies with someone, and she had the opinion that John Wick is actually a bad guy, because there are a lot of people who John Wick kills, and John Wick's responding to a dog getting killed by killing dozens and dozens and eventually hundreds and hundreds of human beings is not an equal reaction.
He's an anti-hero. He's an anti-hero, first off.
Okay. Yes.
Second off, he
like Taylor Swift.
Yeah. Exactly. Same thing.
Exactly. Same person. Yeah.
He didn't want to kill all those people. He only wanted to kill one person. And they sent all the guys to stop him. So it wasn't him going on a rampage of just killing everyone because he wanted to kill everyone. He wanted to kill one person only. And everyone tried to stop him.
To be fair, he said that to Yosef's dad. He said that to Viggo. Yeah. He's like, I don't want you.
Just give me your son.
I just want your son. Give me your son and I'll walk away. That's it. And Viggo's not going to do that. Nobody's going to do
that.
In
the words of Mel Gibson, give me back my son!
Give me back my son!
In the words of Billy Zane, I have a child!
Yeah. I have a child!
Yeah, yeah.
Classic. No, but the weird thing is that this is very centered around like the honor code of the gangsters and the assassins.
It's the continental.
But same thing with Viggo. I mean, Viggo preaches this code a lot. That's why he killed Defoe's character. He should have known that part of the code was an eye for an eye. I get to kill your son.
No, he did. I think to Viggo's credit, he knew what was going to happen. He knew there was nothing he could do about it, but he had to try because he chose business over it. It's his son. It's like, this is my son. I can't just let my son be killed. Like I know he has to die and he's probably going to die because it's John Wick. But like I have to try, otherwise I go down as the guy who didn't try to protect his son, even though his son's a douchebag. He knows his son's a douchebag, but it's still his son. So, well, I guess here's a question. Let me, King, you're a dad. Your son does what Yosef does. Are you trying to save him from John Wick? Or are you just like throwing him to the wolves?
God damn.
That's a tough question. It's a tough question. Right? Your son sucks. Like, there's no argument that your son
sucks. Is a very common trope for like gangster movies. There's always the son that's a complete fuck up that the parent almost pretty much never gives up. But they always end up either them getting killed or losing their entire business because of them.
Mm-hmm.
I think I'd let him
go. You got to Fredo that motherfucker.
Wow. Yeah, let him go.
Yeah, let him go.
Fredo
butterfly. All right.
You know, you're a grown up. You make your decisions. You got to fucking, if you want to live, figure it out.
Yeah.
Figure it out. I want you to live. Believe me. You know what? Have whatever arsenal you want. You can have all of this. It's all at your disposal, but you got to figure it out because you dug your hole. Fucking get out of it.
It was a very like good real scene of Viggo sitting in his chair and sparking up that joint, waiting to get a call of that like 1% chance that they kill John Wick and his son's alive, but him really knowing that the call is going to be his kid's dead.
Yeah, that was a cool scene. Yeah. Again, I think for first-time directors, this was shot incredibly well. like clearly they know how to shoot action and they know how to, because like what's his name? Stahelski had been a part of the stunt coordination of like dozens and dozens of movies. So the guy knows how to block action. The guy knows how to set it up. And the combination of he and Leach, like the way they shot this movie was, again, like I think the style of it is not something we had really seen much of. And I think that's kind of what set it apart. It really was like, this movie is like a perfect blend of everything that went into it, right? Like the way it was written, the way it was directed by people who clearly had like a vision of how it was going to work, the way Keanu Reeves at this position, that this point of his career, for him to step into this role and it just fit him perfectly, and the story, the combination of like all the side actors they chose for, like Ian McShane as Winston.
Ian McShane's great.
Willem Dafoe jumping into that Marcus role, like just the people they got. Lance Reddick being in all of these movies, dying, but having shot his scenes before Ballerina, like, so he's in Ballerina like a couple years after he dies. It's fucking awesome. Like, it's great. It's great. This movie's great.
I would like to see a couple different things. Like when they're in the Russian club, when he's going after Yosef, I would have liked one of those real long, just like shots of Keanu without cutting away from him. Really? You know, where he's just, They do those scenes. It's just not long enough. They break it up. Like he'll go kill three guys. Mm-hmm. They kind of quick cut somewhere else. He moves on.
Which is something they did later on in the series too. They do that more in like 2 and 3 and 4. Yeah.
If they would have had that one real long where he goes like two levels of nonstop just on him without cutting away from him, would have been pretty cool. But yeah, still good.
Yeah, I think it sort of, it didn't create a genre, but it created a style of action movie, I think.
Definitely not a genre. This is nothing new.
I think it has influenced every action movie after it. And I think credit where it's due.
What was the one we watched like a month ago? Havoc, the one I picked.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
very much in the same, very, you know, different yep, stylized to it, but the
club fight, the scene in the club, like I think a lot of, and again, like it's not the first movie to do all of the stuff in this movie, but it did sort of perfect it.
That's the thing. I mean, I've seen all this shit in old like Japanese movies and shit like that, but yeah, they pulled it together.
They pulled it everything together in this movie. And, you know, we're going to watch the rest of the John Wick movies, but like really,
John Wickuary.
Mm-hmm. They didn't really fall off at any point. Like
I do have one weird thing about it. At the very end, he kills Vigo. Mm-hmm. He crashes that like Escalade. Was he purposely driving to that like dog pound to get a dog, or that just where he ended up?
I think it's where he ended up.
He drove there to find a dog, like another dog kind of thing.
His car happened to just roll up against the wall there. He went in, there happened to be a vet place there, because he stapled himself shut too, because he had gaping wounds.
Yeah, so he went there maybe for medical reasons, possibly.
Medical reasons, and
ketamine.
And ketamine, yes, of course.
Absolutely. He should have been seeking ketamine the whole fucking time. Like, that's something he needs to have on his person at all times. Like, he's going to be John Wick doing the stuff he does. But yeah, no, he rolls up, his car stops, he goes in, staples himself shut, and then he's like, oh, here's a cage with a dog. And it just happens. By the way,
Juice is a pit bull. Interesting.
The two puppies happen to be the best trained puppies you'll ever see in your life.
Only hope that first puppy is anything like the dog you're getting, because that
the
thing
dog
is
I'm getting
perfectly
right?
trained right out the crate.
Holy shit! The dog he's like, oh yeah, I guess you have to go outside, huh? The dog is training him like pretty much every step.
That was the only time Keanu was kind of Keanu. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I guess you need to go outside.
I guess you have to take a shit. Yeah. Dog takes a shit, just runs back inside, doesn't fuck around at all. Like, okay, all right. Okay, we got to grade this. It is my movie. I will go first.
What are we doing it out of?
What's it out of this week?
Because there's five John Wick movies now with Ballerina, we're going to do it out of five. So let's go out of five.
Quick, you saw Ballerina, correct?
Yeah, yeah.
How hot is Ana de Armas in that one?
She's incredibly hot.
Incredibly hot.
And it's a great movie. It's fun. You'll see when we rate it in like a month and a half. I'm going to give this a five. It's a five. It's the first of the series of some of the best action movies to ever have been made. It's a five.
4.5.
Yeah. Story, action, the perfect coming together of all of the pieces that ended up making this movie, five.
I'm going to give it a 4.9 just because it's not as good as Willy's Wonderland. Come
on, man. Nothing's a five then.
I'll give it a five, but Willy's Wonderland's like a 5.5. It's above a five.
I'll say the only thing that would drop this from a five is Adrienne Palicki or whatever the hell her name is. Mm-hmm. Like, she sucks. Like, she sucks.
She was from Orville. If you ever watched that?
Mm-mm.
But yeah, nope. She was not great at it.
Yeah. She's a bummer to watch on screen. And like one of the big fight sequences in this movie is with her. Like, she's a, yeah, she's, yeah. But again, it's a five. It's a five for me.